Follow the journey of the Olympic flame across the South.
My name is Christina Leesmore. I am 15 years old. I'm from Wimford on the Isle of Wight, and I'm carrying a torch in Carisbrough. My brother James nominated me because he said that I am very important for helping James with his football, and I'm always there to help others. My brother James set up a football team called Isle of Wight Inclusives for all people with disabilities because he felt that it was important to let people with disabilities play football. I help him make the posters to put around the place, and when he goes to get money for his football, I help sell things. We both use a wheelchair because obviously with our disability that our legs won't work quite as well, and I think James finds football very exciting because it's something that football he can do because he's in his wheelchair, and you can still do football when you're in a wheelchair. Well, hopefully I'll be able to walk and carry the torch. I've been doing much more walking with one stick and then trying to carry a few things around the house to practice having things in my hand. I feel excited, but then also I feel a bit nervous because I don't want to drop it or anything, but I'm hoping that I won't drop it because I'd just be very excited on the day.
Bringing the Olympics home, BBC Radio Solent.
It's 5-3 now, and let's return to the island and talk to a gentleman who provided one of the highlights of the torch relay so far for me. In the early hours of Friday morning as the torch left Portland, I was looking at the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/torch relay, and saw Tim Robinson at the top of Portland Lighthouse reporting on it wending its way through the Dorset countryside. And today you're on the island, Tim.
I am indeed, yeah. I'm sort of on the border between Carisbrook and Newport, and this is a fantastic leg of the relay for us locally. Two fantastic local girls. Shula Smith currently running with a torch. She's 18. She's from Newport right here. She's done loads of fundraising for Naomi House. She's about to climb Kilimanjaro for that fantastic hospice. And she's also a member of the Air Training Corps. And then after her, picking up the torch in a few minutes, that girl you heard from a few moments ago. I mean, you'll hear us say, here comes a remarkable torchbearer, here comes an inspirational person all the time. But listening to her story, I don't think there's anybody else who I've heard of in this entire leg. And we've had world record breakers, people who've circumnavigated the globe. There is nobody who has touched my heart and made me think about how proud we all need to be about some of these torchbearers than Christina Leesmore. She's 14 years old. She's from Shanklin. She has cerebral palsy, which makes moving around very difficult for her. She often uses a wheelchair, but